A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
It's time for the roundtable. Can you dig it?
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, first down, like 15, 10, 5. Get in there! Touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ballgame. Georgia will win this ballgame.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
We're tracking Todd Monken, the Bulldogs offensive coordinator, just completed his third season with the Georgia Bulldogs running Kirby's offense. Man, he and Stetson Bennett were awesome together. Now, Stetson's going to have to leave now. He's run out of eligibility. And now some reports out there saying Todd Monken is the number one candidate to jump to the National Football League, go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and replace Byron Leftwich as the offensive coordinator. Now, connecting the dots, it doesn't appear as though Tom Brady will be coming back to play for the Buccaneers. Just the impression his teammates got after the loss to the Cowboys. The best guess that his teammates had was Tom ain't coming back. Tom's gone. Looking for somewhere else to play.
Gone.
Maybe heads up to the booth where he's going to make a ton of money up there calling these games. Is everybody wondering about Brady, who was throwing some expletives away on that podcast he does?
Yeah, I saw he said a naughty word there, Buck.
Yeah, he was saying something that rhymed with my name, I believe, that when asked what his next move was.
In all fairness, it's easy to get upset with Jim Gray pretty easily, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I've been irritated with him for a long time. So Todd Monken would not be, if he jumped to the Bucs, he would be going there and be coaching a new quarterback, the best I can tell. So I think that helps Georgia. I mean, if Tom Brady had committed to come back to the Buccaneers, you think Monken would be jumping all over that? I do. I mean, you got a chance to work with one of the great quarterbacks of all time. But since Brady is reportedly on his way out in Tampa, I think that helps the Bulldogs' cause on hanging up to Todd Monken, which is what they want to do. It's eerily quiet right now regarding this. I've been working the phones, checking some of my reliable contacts close to the Bulldog coaching staff. It's all quiet right now as far as Todd Monken goes. Ian Rappaport. It's the one that pointed out that Monken is the number one target for the Tampa Bay Bucs. I know Kirby would love to keep him. That first year may have been a little bumpy as they got to know each other. But I think Monken has come around to actually enjoying working on Kirby's staff and then working with Stetson Bennett. And also I think he enjoys the $2 million per year that they're paying him over at Georgia, which sometimes, most of the time, it seems like is more than an NFL coordinator's making. So I don't think Monken wants to exit as a coach. Well, you take a listen and see what's offered out there, and you make a decision based on that. But eerily quiet right now as it relates to Todd Monken and what his next move is going to be. As I mentioned earlier, Saban's got a little bit of a head start. Monken does leave. Kirby, a little behind Saban trying to find a replacement.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the Sub-Sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.